Welcome. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. I'm going to start with an article from AARP, the magazine that we've been looking at, how 10 shows that have changed our lives. The show that inspired us all about the future, Star Trek. By focusing on aliens rather than humans, Star Trek, 1966 to 69, smuggled contemporary social commentary past censors. But its biggest influence, besides dozens of TV and movie spinoffs and innumerable imitators, was in opening our eyes to boldly go where no man has gone before. Became so synonymous with space exploration that NASA even hired actress Nichelle Nichols, Lieutenant Uhura, to recruit astronauts. Scientific America called Trek the gold standard of scientific plausibility in TV entertainment, presaging actual gizmos and innovations such as medical monitors and the Internet, Mr. Spock's computer library. Watching an episode where Captain Kirk saves Spock using his handheld communicator led Martin Cooper to invent the mobile phone, and Lieutenant Commander Data's computer music on Star Trek, The Next Generation, inspired Karlheinz Brandenburg to come up with the MP3 digital format. Let's look at a couple of things that happened, notable things that happened in history. On February 22, 1980, Miracle on Ice, the U.S. Olympic hockey team beat the heavily favored Soviets. And June 29, 1981, wedding of Lady Diana and Prince Charles. 750 million watched worldwide. Now, back to the programs that changed our lives. Changed the way we sleep. The Tonight Show. Once upon a time, after the 11 p.m. local news told us about tomorrow's weather, Americans turned off the TV and went to bed. For many, The Tonight Show, 1954 to the present, changed that. Sex therapist Dr. Ruth Westheimer joked that the show ruined America's love life, and filmmaker Billy Wilder called Johnny Carson, its host from 62 to 92, the Valium and the Nebutal of a nation. He has captivated the American bourgeoisie without ever offending the highbrows. Like news anchor Walter Cronkite, Carson was a trusted, reassuring commentator on current events. He helped shape a sense of consensus. Somehow, his gags helped us sleep better. Carson's successors, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, and Jimmy Fallon, along with a slew of other late-night talk show hosts, have managed to keep the nation up way past its bedtime ever since. Then there's the show that turns sport into spectacle, the Super Bowl. TV is why football replaced baseball as America's most popular pastime. It's more telegenic. Monday Night Football's 1970 debut made polysyllabical commentator Howard Cosell a legend. And who could forget Joe Namath's 33-yard scoring pass? Plus, Sunday Night Football has been the most popular show on TV for 12 years in a row. But the biggest sports show of all, without question, is the Super Bowl, the most watched show in America. In American TV history, was the 2023 Super Bowl 57, when 105.1 million fans turned in. The Super Bowl halftime show, meanwhile, has become a centerpiece of music industry, and for the first time last year, featuring six of rap's greatest stars, won the Emmy for Live Variety Special. Then there's a show that revealed the true nature of war. Of course, MASH. TV had already taken on war in gritty dramas such as Combat, 1962 to 67, and lighthearted comedies like Hogan's Heroes, 65 to 71. But the war show that earned more than 100 Emmy nominations and 14 wins was MASH, 1972 to 83. It was the first to blend violent horrors and sitcom hijinks in a way that still influences shows all the way through Breaking Bad and Barry. It also won a vaunted Peabody Award for the manner in which comedy is used to lift the spirits and, as well, to offer a profound statement on the nature of war. Its 2.5-hour finale is the most watched series episode ever, with 106 million viewers. Besides changing our thoughts about war, the show represented a significant social change from the extreme sexism of the original book and the 1970 Robert Altman film version. Actress Loretta Swit, who's never watched the rather anti-woman MASH movie, won the right to change her character's name from Hot Lips to Margaret, a huge victory for service women everywhere and for TV comedy. Now let's look at a few more moments in history in the movie industry. In July 13th, 1985, Live Aid, roughly 1.9 billion people in 150 nations, joined the All-Star Music fundraiser. On January 28th, in 1986, Challenger explosion. NASA's space shuttle blew up live on TV, 73 seconds after takeoff. On November 9, 1989, fall of the Berlin Wall, millions watched as the East-West divide crumbled. On January 16 and 17, 91, the Gulf War starts. Viewers worldwide tuned in to see the opening salvo of Operation Desert Storm. We'll continue with those later or another time. Now let's look at an article under your health in AARP, the Bulletin. 7 tips for dry eye relief. Eye experts explain how to stop the pain and reclaim your tears. And so here's a sidebar. Common dry eye causes. Medications such as antidepressants, blood pressure drugs, and sleep aids. Laser or refractive eye surgery. Age-related hormonal changes, including menopause, autoimmune conditions, contact lenses, clogged ducts, smoking or exposure to secondhand smoke. Eye experts explain how to stop the pain and reclaim your tears. We wouldn't blame you if the recent bacterial outbreak linked to several brands of over-the-counter eye drops has stopped you from using them. The news last winter was scary. Dozens of people were infected by the drug-resistant bacteria, including at least 4 patients who died and others who were blinded. Though the tainted products were recalled, they left behind uncertainty and hesitation. But eye experts would urge you to reconsider. I definitely still recommend eye drops every day and take them myself for dry eye, says Christopher Starr, MD, a spokesperson for the American Academy of Ophthalmology and an associate professor of ophthalmology at Weill Cornell Medicine. The fact is, eye drops are one of the most effective remedies for dry eye. For a mild case, over-the-counter eye drops will be all you need, although your doctor can offer more treatment options. Here's your step-by-step guide to getting relief. And before we start that, here's another little item about eye drop recall. The Food and Drug Administration recalled several brands of eye drops this year due to bacterial outbreaks and other contaminants. You can find updates at, and this is rather long, but I think it's important, fda.gov/drug/drug-safety-and-ability/drug-recalls. Now, take dry eyes seriously. When your eyes are working correctly, they will constantly produce tears that keep the surface of the eye moist and comfortable. When you have dry eye, you either don't produce enough tears or your tears evaporate too quickly because your oil glands are clogged. Left untreated, dry eye can lead to an infection, damage to your cornea, or vision loss. An eye doctor can diagnose what's causing your symptoms. 1. Try eye drops and ointment. Look for eye drops that say lubrication or artificial tears, not redness relief. Ointments and gels provide longer relief, but use only at night since they can blur your vision. If you need drops more than 4 times a day, switch to preservative-free ones that come in single-use vials or see your doctor for prescription drops. 2. Take a tech break. When you use a computer or tablet, position the screen below eye level. Take frequent breaks and try to remember to blink. Research shows you blink about 65% less than normal when you're staring at a screen. Many doctors recommend stepping away every 20 minutes. 3, unblock your oil glands. Ducts along the edges of your eyelids generate oils to keep your tears from evaporating too fast. To help keep them flowing, wash your eyelids gently with baby shampoo or an eyelid cleanser. Then lay a warm, moist washcloth on your eyes for a few minutes and lightly massage your eyelids. For stubborn cases, a doctor can perform an in-office procedure that uses heat or pulsed light to unblock glands. 4, adapt your home environment. A humidifier adds moisture to dry indoor air. Put one near your favorite chair and one near your bed when you sleep. Keep the door shut, says Yuen Tran, MD, a division chief at the Vanderbilt Eye Institute. 5, move away from blowing air. Air blowing into your eyes irritates your eyeballs and can cause tears to evaporate too quickly. A ceiling fan can dry out your eyes even while you sleep, Starr says. Point car vents away from your face and move furniture you use often away from home HVAC vents. Throw on some wraparound sunglasses if you go outside on a windy day. 6, try different types of contact lenses. In most cases, contact lenses make dry eye worse, but ask your doctor about scleral lenses, which can help keep dry eyes hydrated, Tran says. They have a water reservoir, so when you wear them, they constantly bathe your eyes in fluid. And 7, get your ducts plugged. A doctor can place punctal plugs into the tiny openings in the corner of your eye that normally drain your tears, a painless office procedure. It's like putting the stopper in the kitchen sink so the tears you make don't roll down the drain. The author of this piece was Michelle Crouch, and she's a contributing editor for AARP, who specializes in health care. Now, also from the bulletin, Your Money, Live Well for Less, How to Beat Fast-Changing Prices. It's all in the timing. Constantly changing prices are nothing new when it comes to airline tickets, hotel rooms, and ride-hailing services. But groceries? Yep. The price of food and all kinds of other products and services are jumping up and down, sometimes on a daily basis, and not just because of inflation. More and more retailers use automated computer programs that can rapidly change prices in response to competitor pricing, supply, demand, and other factors. The practice is called dynamic pricing. Online e-commerce companies have been at it for years. Now, with the adoption of electronic shelf tags and displays, it can spread through the brick-and-mortar world, too. I've seen digital price tags at my local supermarkets, Best Buy, and Kohl's. But prices can be fluid even without dynamic pricing. What you pay can depend on when and where you shop, for example, and what deals you get. The best way to beat fast-changing prices is to be flexible on the timing of purchases so you can pounce at just the right moment. For that, you need price trackers and alerts, which help you follow changing prices whether you shop online or in stores. Here are some useful sites and apps. PayPal Honey. If you download this browser extension on your computer, it will pop up when you're viewing an item on Amazon, Walmart, Macy's, and many other shopping sites. Hover your cursor over the Honey icon and click on View Price History to bring up a chart showing the product's price over time. Add it to PayPal Honey's drop list to receive price drop alerts by email. Look at joinhoney.com. Camel. The browser extension of this Amazon-only price tracker will pop up while you're on the e-tailer's site, or you can paste the web address of an Amazon product page into the search bar on the tracker's website. Go to camel.com, camel as in the animal. Price Pulse. This smartphone app also provides detailed price histories and price alerts solely for Amazon products. It uses artificial intelligence to assess whether it's a good time to buy, rating prices in range from amazing, good, to high, bad. Go to pricepulse.app, app. Capital One Shopping. Even if you're not a Capital One customer, you can use this website to search for better prices on products and sign up for price alerts. Alternatively, you can install the tool on your desktop as a browser extension. Go to CapitalOneShopping.com. Google Shopping. To get price alerts from this site, do a Google search for a product, then tap or click the Shopping tab. Scroll down until you see boxes with flag icons. Click on the product name to open a box. Then click on View Product Details and look for a box reading Typical Prices Across the Web. Below that, for many items, is a Track Price feature for notifying you when the price drops. That's at shopping.google.com. Flip, F-L-I-P-P. For when you're shopping in stores, this mobile app will help you keep on top of sale prices and printed circulars. Set up a watch list on the app, and it will automatically round up flyer deals on those items as they pop up. That's at app.flipp.com. The author of this part was Lisa Lee Freeman, who's a journalist specializing in shopping and saving strategies. She was the founder and editor-in-chief of Shop Smart magazine from Consumer Reports. And now we have, under 99 Great Ways to Save, streaming services. Prune Your Mix. More than half of streamers sign up for a service simply to watch one show, a Forbes survey showed. Consider a free account tracking app such as Rocket Money, rocketmoney.com, or Hiatus, hiatusapp.com, to see your subscriptions and pick which ones you want to keep. Play to your interests. If you enjoy live TV, you can use mybundle.tv to figure out the most cost-effective way to get channels you like. The Real Good app can help you find the least expensive way to stream. Purchase one annual plan. Most streaming services offer a discount if you pay for a year's service up front. And cycle through the rest. Streaming services can be purchased by the month. Turning them on and off is not hard at all. So one platform with a few shows you're excited about and binge watch them for the next month or two. Then cancel your subscription. Credit card combos. Many credit card issuers offer rewards for money spent on streaming media. The American Express Blue Cash Preferred Card, for example, pays 6% cash back on select streaming subscriptions. Capital One's Save Your Rewards card gives 4% cash back on eligible streaming services. Get a bundle from your cell phone provider. Most T-Mobile subscribers get a free basic Netflix account with their cell phone plan, and multi-line subscribers or get a standard plan. Some T-Mobile plans also come with free Apple TV+. Some Verizon Mobile customers can get free access to the Disney bundle. Move down a tier. Several platforms have levels, letting you pay less for an ad-supported plan or one that supports fewer devices. The ad-supported Netflix plan, for example, is $6.99 a month, while the premium plan costs $19.99 per month. And Hulu offers an ad-supported plan for $7.99 a month, or $79.99 per year. Or you can pay $14.99 for ad-free. Now, going back to AARP, the magazine, this is a series that has a lot of different parts, but let's get started on it today. Multigenerational Living, How to Grow Your Home. Accessory dwelling units, ADUs, and other add-ons are booming as we move in together, young and old, family and friends. Here's how seven families adapted their homes to welcome new additions. Let's start with a house swap for the ages in Durham, North Carolina. The homeowners are Marilyn Griffin, 53, and her husband Kevin, 56. The new arrival is Marilyn's mom, Janice Cook, 74. The home growth, the Griffins moved into mom's house. Mom moved into a detached 650-square-foot one-bedroom cottage they built on the back lawn. Approximate cost was $205,000. Why? After Janice Cook's husband died in 2019, her 1,600-square-foot three-bedroom house felt too big. Marilyn Griffin, her only child who lived nearby, knew her mother was too vital to think about retirement communities. We wanted her to live well in a smaller place, says Marilyn, who works in healthcare. Both she and Kevin, a director at a biotech company, were thinking ahead to their own retirement now that their adult kids had left, and they loved the idea of living mortgage-free. How? After a series of frank conversations, Marilyn says, and a few meetings with lawyers, adds Janice, the title of Janice's house was transferred to Marilyn and Kevin, and her assets were shifted to them as well. Janice would get to age in place without any bills in a beautiful home built alongside her former house, paid for by the Griffins' real estate sale. Whoa! An arrangement like this takes serious trust and faith, so it's not for every family, says Janice. And wow, when both parties free from paying a mortgage, the home swap lifts one of life's biggest burdens for the family. Plus, Janice gets to enjoy her later years in a very cool new house. Then there's a tiny house for Gaga in Portland, Oregon. When she wrapped up her teaching career a few years ago, Peggy LeDuff knew Southern California would be too expensive for retirement. Oregon looked cheaper, and the allure of living close to her adorable granddaughter, Nora, now two, who calls her Gaga, proved irresistible. Now, or how? I offered to watch Nora and any future grandchildren 3 days a week if I could roll in a tiny house, Peggy says. Karen Frischta's reaction, free babysitting? Oh, yeah. Peggy sold her 980-square-foot studio in Los Angeles. After meeting with several tiny house builders, she opted to have hers custom designed. I was very organized with all the details, she says. I wanted a built-in dresser, a small closet, and loads of windows. There's a sleeping loft overhead and a full-size pull-out couch below for when I no longer want to climb. I like to cook, so my kitchen has plenty of storage. And we designed the living area around my grandparents' old china cabinet. Whoa! Running a sewer line required complex trenching around tree roots to the unexpected tune of $15,000. Wow! Having Gaga nearby is pretty magical, Karen says. We all have dinner on Monday nights. She has her book club here. Nora adores her, and it's such great support, says Peggy. It's almost like I should pay them, because I get to be grandmother I always wanted to be. And in the sidebar thing, we have homeowners Karen and Paul Fejta, both 34. New arrival is Karen's mom, Peggy LeDuff, 64. Home Growth, adding a 311-square-foot tiny house on wheels for Grandma, a.k.a. Gaga, to Karen and Paul's backyard. Approximate cost, $91,000. Now back to the magazine to look at a few more special shows. The show that made history feel real to us all, The Civil War. Ken Burns' docuseries, The Civil War, 1990, ignited a hunger for history that TV watchers never knew they had. Its trademark storytelling tricks, slow pan shots of archival documents with haunting fiddle music and moving commentary by intellectuals such as Shelby Foote, were soon ubiquitous. Foote became so popular that fans sent him marriage proposals, and his The Civil War trilogy, which made him a millionaire, helped spark a long-term craze for historical bestsellers and their TV versions. The show opened the door to dozens more historical TV documentaries, many of them by the tireless Burns. The Civil War touched our emotions, making the war seem like our own tragic family drama. Not a remote event dimly remembered from school lessons in a country more future-oriented than history-bound. It recaptured America's past in a way that helped all of us remember, at least for a moment, our national soul. The show that altered how we measure justice, Law and Order. Before Law and Order, 1990 to 2010, and 22 to the present, we had cop shows and shows about courtrooms, though never a show about the particulars of both catching suspects and then prosecuting them. In cases ripped from the headlines and brilliantly tweaked to create maximum drama, the show taps into our fears about crime in society and soothes us by solving a case a week and putting perps where they belong. It educates us about our system and changes our attitudes. A 2015 study found that watching the Law & Order franchise, particularly the stories on Law & Order SVU, made viewers less likely to believe myths about rape and more apt to be insistent about seeking consent for sexual activity. In addition to inspiring its many spinoffs, Law & Order helped drive the immense proliferation of true crime shows on TV. Another short fact, charged with murder, Simpson was trailed by cops in his Bronco for 2 hours. 95 million rode along. That was June 17, 1994, O.J.'s slow speed chase. September 6, 97, grieving Diana, 2.5 billion observed the princess's funeral. She was 36. Well, folks, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen at the same time next week. I do hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.